Roger McCluskey, a man that I raced against at Indianapolis, first time I ever finished there in 1966, and a great long race. A very clear man to drive against, a man I enjoy driving immensely. A man who's been the Newsbank champion, great deal of experience.
Right, he was the Newsbank champion, I believe, 3 years ago in 1973. There's that battle still between Rutherford and Allen, and that is classic motor racing, I'll tell you.
It is, and of course, Johnny Rutherford must have in his mind that he's got to pick up as many points as he can for the national championship, and his main opposition is that Gordon Dodd Talk is well back in the field so far. Johnny Rutherford,
Rutherford would love to win this race, as he would any race. They are race drivers out there. But he has another purpose, simply to stay ahead of Gordon Johnstone. And right now, he is way ahead of Gordon Johnstone, the man, remember, with whom he was battling for the year-long Newsbank Championship. Johnstone's back around 8 or 9 place right now. And there is Rutherford right up there in third. Just 3 times, but in trouble right now. He has spewed oil on the track, and that will bring out the yellow. In fact, it has brought out the yellow right now. Racing under the yellow means cars heading for the pit, and they're doing that already. Here comes Johnny Rutherford in car number 2. And others of the leaders are headed for pit road. There's McCluskey in car number 7, going by Schallenbach in car number 40. See how fast they can make these pit stops. You try to make them under the yellow, you don't lose as much ground on the race course, of course, as you do under the green. A very good stop by the George Bignotti crew, sending Dallenbach back out again in car number 40. A.J. Foyt still out there, hasn't pitted yet. Al Unser in trouble in the pit. Chris, what's up?
Pit stops under the yellow. Almost certainly they'll all pit before it's over. We'll be back. The green flag is out again at Michigan International. All of the leaders pitted under the yellow, including A.J. Foyt. But the leader right now in the reshuffled standing, this car, number 40, Wally Dallenbach. Al Unser still stalled in the pit. Chris?
Interview
with him on the special problems on this
ultra-fast racetrack. Every turn is a challenge, and we go in, we got 2.5 negative G's and lateral G's there, and, you know, if it wasn't for the chin around your, the strap around your chin, your jaw would be hanging wide open because of the forces in this track, but it's something you get used to. You get lightheaded when you first come to this track because all the blood rushes away from your brain, and it's a conditioning, and the rookies have this experience, and I know we went through it when it was our first trip here.
What about the weight of your crash helmet, Wally, in the turns? It's going to carry your head over to the right?
Yeah, it sure does. In fact, we have what we call a granny. It's a little thing that we attach to the plexiglass on the side of a race car, and about halfway through the race, your neck will just say, okay, head, I don't want to.
He has got the power to catch the rest. He's got a long way to go to get the other cars, but again, A.J. Foyt will be taking as clean a line through here as possible. He used the same tactic at through there, and here you have
a goal for the lead between Rutherford and Wally Dollenbach. They're trying to get in the same situation coming out of turn four. Johnny Rutherford tucking in the slipstream, trying to take advantage before they go into turn one. Can he slip through now?
Okay, there's Dollenbach in the lead, remember. Rutherford close behind him. Close enough to do it yet. The battle right now is for first place. Dollenbach, about 10 feet ahead of Johnny Rutherford. Speeds of about 190 miles an hour. Here comes Rutherford again down low.
And it looks like he's made it this time. He's got through. And of course, at that speed, the draft from another car getting in front of you can't be good for Wally Dollenbach. And of course, there you have it. He's got the lead. Johnny well and truly as he passes the start finishing line in the lead. But there again, he's trying to make another effort. So with Dollenbach going low, but doesn't make it in turn one.
Just a marvelous motor race so far here. Perfect racing conditions. A little windy, isn't it? Is there enough wind in the corners to bother them at this speed?
Oh, there is. A lot of wind at this time because remember, these cars are very easily upset aerodynamically. They've got them tuned just to handle properly, and they've got these rear and front mounted wings, and winds can affect them drastically at the speeds that they're going. Remember, they're averaging well over 190 mile an hour, getting up to over 200 mile an hour on the straight. A gust of wind at that speed could certainly make the car very unstable, even though they're so sure that they can need big white tires.
A terrific day of racing in the Irish Hills of Michigan, and there's much more to come. Jock isn't faring too well right now in his battle with Johnny Rutherford for the year-long USAC National Championship. There is Jock in fifth place while Rutherford is leading the race. Right now, Chris Cutter matching down in the pit area with Gordon's wife, Linda. Let's go down there for a minute. Place, and now a fine battle for second place between Dollenbach and McCluskey.
And they're side by side almost as they Dollenbach gets a slight advantage going into turn three. Roger McCluskey stays low and trying to go through in a lower line there. It's interesting to note that he's going faster in the lower groove on the racetrack. It's of course not unusual. Some cars handle better in different parts of the racetrack. And 18-3 back in as they pass the start finishing line. Wally Dollenbach starts to take advantage.
Still very, very close, and now McCluskey making the move, getting his nose in front. Sensational racing here in Michigan. McCluskey down low, the white appearance car with blue trim. Tremendous speed on the straightaway here. Look at him move away from Dollenbach. He has second place in the race. The leader, of course, is still Johnny Rutherford. Long way still to go. Let's take a look at the standing now. Rutherford, the leader, McCluskey second in that car. Just behind him, Dollenbach in third, then A.J. Boyd and Gordon Johncock. Back at Michigan International Speedway, and look at the battle for first place between Johnny Rutherford and Gordon Johncock. These are the two men who have been battling for the USAC Championship all season long, and here they are battling for this race today. Rutherford is the leader by some 350 points, but look at Johncock coming now. If he wins this race today, he gets 300 points and will narrow the gap. It couldn't be a more classic race near the end of the American racing season.
A wonderful way for a motor race to go at this time, because so seldom do you ever see the championship leaders having a neck-to-neck battle like you're seeing right now. Johnny Rutherford, the man in second position right now, the man that won the Indianapolis 500 this year, and the McLaren car. They've had a lot of trouble with the McLaren this weekend, and the two engine changes have had an accident to the real race car. This is his backup car that he's attempting to get through. Coming out of turn two, going into the main back stretch, trying to pass them on the way into turn three.
Sensational racing. That's Rutherford down low, remember, and Johncock up high. Rutherford now with his nose slightly in front. See what Johncock does as they come into the straightaway. Oh, Rutherford moved right in front of him there. Looked a little close.
That must have made it very unstable for Gordon Johncock because of the draft of that speed. Look at Gordon Johncock planning it under Johnny Rutherford going into turn one. They must just be into the pass to go through there. Rutherford decided to lift off and be sure. I'm sure it must have been a very close thing for him. And of course, the car lost a lot of the air on his front here before. Once again, at these speeds, a lot of turbulence. And this is the sort of thing that can make a car very unstable at this very high speed.
as you say, you can't say it too often, Jackie, the remarkable ride that Johnny Rutherford is getting out of that backup card with two interchange changes that have taken place since last evening. Just a big collision. There's still John Cox in front. Rutherford, the winner of this year's Indianapolis 500 and the current leader in the season standings in second place.
And there's a puff of smoke, and Rutherford is dropping back. It looks like he has blown an engine. Johnstock, now with a golden opportunity, as Rutherford here is definitely slowing down, way down. We would expect him to come into the pit. It may be all over for car number two. Golden opportunity, as I said, for Gordon Johnstock to gain in his battle with Johnny Rutherford on the season-long standing. That's when Rutherford looked like he was going to be able to stay ahead. That smoke has begun to pour from his car. But now, he's not coming into the pit. Now, certainly expected him to do that. Perhaps he's just going to try to stick it out, hoping the engine will catch on. So finally, after taking two extra laps out there, which looks very much like a ruined engine, Rutherford does come into the pit. And again, remember that John Cox is the leader. McCluskey is second. Then Dallenbach and A.J. Foyt. Let's get out of Chris Economaki.
Johnny Rutherford radioed to Tyler Alexander that the engine was giving trouble. And as we can see here, it's smoking very badly. Rutherford is shaking his head, hitting the steering wheel. Remember, the national championship is at stake here. There's the confrontation between Tyler Alexander. And the key will be whether or not Johnny shuts off the engine or keeps going and tries to get some more miles. Let me get a picture of Tyler here and see what we can do. Tyler?
And there goes the car back out again.
Yes, I think he's going to try and get as many laps in as possible to try and pick up as many championship points as he can.
Okay, Chris, do you have Tyler Alexander down there?
Yes, right here. What's the problem, Tyler?
Chris, I don't think the television would let me use the language I'd like to explain with.
Well, okay. You're keeping him out there, huh?
Well, you might just as well. Who knows? You know, we were trying to get some points, but at the moment, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. There's too many cars running. John certainly did a hell of a job while it lasted. It doesn't look like it's too serious, but obviously it's enough to knock us off the pace.
All right, Chris. Rutherford still motoring around the course. The smoke coming out. Not right now, but a lot of smoke has been coming out at different points on the race course. The leader, and an easy leader at the moment, is Gordon Johnstock. And in third place, by the way, a significant factor, we now have A.J. Foyt, who has moved past Wally Dallenbach. So it is Gordon Johnstock, followed by Roger McCluskey in car number 7, then A.J. Foyt, number 14, and then Dallenbach, number 40.
And a car has stopped on the racetrack. Car number 44 is stopped.
Sorry, Roger Rager. Roger Rager of Mound, Minnesota, one of the younger drivers on the tour. And the yellow is out. The yellow is out. So anybody who needs fuel for this final dash to the checkered flag will have the opportunity to get it now. And there are at least six cars who could win this race. It's John Cox leading, then McCluskey, A.J. Foyt, Wally Dallenbach, Bobby Unser in fifth place, and even last year's winner, Tom Stieber, who's sixth right now. Golden opportunity, though, for John Cox. If he wins this race, and runs the best in the top 12, he'll gain 300 points and will only be fifth behind.
Number 7, Roger McCluskey. Then, number 14, A.J. Foyt. Behind him, number 40, is Wally Dallenbach, teammate of John Cox. Behind him, number 3, Bobby Unser, and don't count him out yet. And then behind him, number 68, Tom Stieber. Certainly all of those cars have a chance to win this race. The green flag should be out here very shortly. Starter Chip Malone has it in his hand. He's racing under the yellow. And we're going to have a dash to the finish. The green flag is out. They're racing in Michigan. And A.J. Foyt has immediately moved into second place. It's John Cox. Now, those six cars.
man of wild experience in motor racing, obviously got himself in the position that he wants to get in. But never can you give up in motor racing. Anything can happen, because even last year, on the very last lap, on the last corner, Johnny Rutherford and Bobby Unser, who's still back there in fifth position, had an accident. Very controversial accident. And this year, AJ Foyt has got himself into a good situation right now. God, John Dock hasn't allowed himself to fall back, has he?
That's the point right now, I think. AJ is not really stretching. He made the pass, got himself a good little lead there, but has not stretched it out any further. Gordon Johnson still a very strong second. The first of 5 laps to go.
John Dock obviously thinking again of those points that he could get by winning this race, by getting maximum points. Johnny Rutherford still running, by the way, still going around this racetrack in a very thick motor car, but just hopefully waiting for the odd point that he can pick up that may make the difference at the end of the championship year.
But Rutherford is far, far behind, and now we will have 4 laps to go. Quick to leader, John second. Now Dalabak is trying to pass McCluskey for third. And
has in fact passed McCluskey for third.
The tie in the banking and gets himself down with only 3 laps to go as they come up to the start-finish line. There will only be 3 laps to go. AJ Foyt's not out of it though.
AJ going down low and trying to put the fast together and turn down to the
center. What a crowd pleaser of this whole race has been all the way through from the position, not only for the lead but also for the position second and third as well.
Just as we saw here last year, Jackie, I think some of the greatest open wheel racing that we've seen anywhere.
Look at how close they are. AJ Foyt takes the lead as he goes into turn three. He's in the lead with Gordon Johnson not very far behind.
Okay, soon there's only going to be 2 laps to go in this race. As they come to the start-finish line, AJ the leader. There are now 2 laps to go. Johnson still there. Dalabak in third is moving up, but I don't think he can make it. Bobby Unser is in fourth place now, but he's too far behind. Unless something happens up front.
Well, George McNaughty's Pedder obviously sitting with his fingers crossed, hoping there's enough gas in the tank for Bear Carr to get him through there. For Gordon Johnson to keep this second division, if not get ahead of AJ Foyt.
This race is not over. Johnson is sitting right there. Could be in a position to make that last lap pass. Moving in on AJ Foyt now. They should get the white flag from Jim Malone, and they're getting it right now. There will be 1 lap to go in a matter of a couple of seconds. And right now, 1 lap to go. Here's the dash to the finish.
AJ Foyt's not the sort of man who makes mistakes in his last lap, and in fact, he's opened up quite a bit. It seems that AJ Foyt's car seems to handle that little bit better in turn one. Gordon Johnson closes it up a little bit coming out of turn two, and then it's the last dash down the back straight.
Johnson remember, took the lead with just a couple of laps to go, and then AJ passed him right back again. AJ Foyt, who sat on a pole, and his speed of better than 198 miles an hour. He started various places in the race, as far back as fifth place, is going to win this race. The checkered flag is out. Johnson making the final win. But it was too late. AJ Foyt had the race in hand. Third place to Wally Dalabak, fourth place to Bobby Unser, and fifth place to Tom Seaver.
A great win for AJ Foyt, a man who hasn't followed all the way through the season. It's nice to see him at this point get the success that he's been so hard looking for over the last few races.
AJ Foyt is the winner. He gave to the cars following him Tom Top, Dalenbach, Bobby Unser, Tom Seaver.
Happy AJ Foyt and his crew. What a show, AJ. Man, oh man, I've never seen racing like that. How did John Tuck get by you there towards the end?
He just ran by me right down the straightaway. For cars that don't run down the straightaway, he sure went by. And I was pushing the front end real bad, and I was having my hands full, and I didn't know if I'd get back by or not.
You made up for last year, AJ. It was a tremendous show. What happened on the first pit stop that put you so far back?
Well, I don't really know. We wanted to change right to that rubber because the track was a little bit, rough, and we didn't want to take a chance cutting the tires.
It was a great drive. AJ, any strikes during the race? Any close calls?
Just right here at the end.
That's the way to win it. AJ Foyt, the winner of the Michigan 150. And back to you, Jim.
All right, Chris, let's get the other side of that story now from Gordon Johnson. He's with Jackie Stewart. Okay, Jackie.
Gordon, tremendous race. A pass and a repass. How did it all happen? Well, it's the first part of the race, Jackie. I wasn't handling good. You know, we come in and change tires and trying to get the right amount of stagger. We were really in bad shape the first part of the race, and then we got the right stagger and got the car handling and was able to run a lot quicker.
Now, of course, at the end of the race here, we thought you had it, and then AJ got you.
Well, AJ was having a little bit of problems handling coming off the number two corner, and, you know, I was able to catch him there, but once he gets on the straightaway and gets going, AJ's running a V8, and I'm only running a four-cylinder, so he has a little more horsepower on the straightaway than I do, and that's where he's able to get me.
Well, there are the final standings of the race again. Foyt, John Scott, Gallenbach, Bobby Unser, and Tom Smeda. Rutherford was 11th, and as a result, his season lead over Johncock is now only 140 points. With two races to go, a lot can happen.
Well, in 15 and a half years of ABC's Wide World of Sports, we've seen a lot of motor racing in this country, in Europe, and all around the world, for that matter. But we have seen very few races, if any, that were more exciting from start to finish than this one today. And I think there's an interesting aspect to that. It's the simple fact that from start to finish, there wasn't a single major spin, crash, or accident of any kind. Nobody got hurt. Nobody was nearly hurt in this race. I think that refutes what you hear sometimes when people will say without crashes and injuries, motor racing is dull. This one was sure exciting today. A beautiful afternoon. Wonderful racing. I'm Jim McKay, and that's the story from Michigan International Speedway.